Hi, Andrew Middleton here, and welcome again to the Learning, Teaching and Assessment in Higher Education podcast from Sheffield Hallam University in the UK. I'm doing a bit of an experiment this morning. It's the beginning of January 2007, and it's a good time for thinking about what I've done and what I'm going to be doing with podcasting. I've been all over the place with it, but one of the main areas of my thinking and activity around podcasting is imagining how students or the listener will access the podcast, where they'll be, what they'll be doing. And really, at the moment I'm starting to think more about some of the cognitive issues. You know, is audio a good medium to learn with? But I've been listening to a podcast from Scott Loughran in Japan. He's an English teacher, I believe. He runs a blog and a podcast. And his format, his style, is very informal. And I thought it was interesting to take a bit of time out and just think about, you know, where does the academic or where does the recorder of the podcast need to be? You know, whether that's an academic or a student, in fact. And, you know, the studio situation is one extreme. And quite frankly, we don't really have a studio situation, or most people don't have access to a studio situation at our university. So Scott Loughran's podcast, you know, he's standing there doing the washing up, his young children are around him. He's recording it while he's walking from work to the station. You can hear all the people around him getting on the train and that sort of thing. And that's how he actually fits it into his busy life. Given that people walk along the street these days with mobile phones, I thought, come on, let's go for it. Let's walk along the road talking to myself with a microphone stuck on my lapel and some headphones on so people at least think, you know, I'm on a mobile phone while I'm doing this. But anyway, that's what I'm doing this morning. I feel a bit like a guinea pig. And I'm not really the sort of person that feels comfortable walking along the road talking to themselves. I don't really use a mobile phone, but anyway, today I'm putting myself on the edge and I'm going for it. And given that it's January, I thought it's a good time, maybe with this particular podcast, to not only run this experiment of creating a podcast in a fairly informal, natural sort of urban city setting, but it's a good time to be thinking about what I've done and what I'm going to be doing over the next 6 months or so. I think what I've done is quite a lot. And probably most significantly for me, it was useful at the beginning of December to put a poster together that covered the territory, and that's available on my blog, and I'll put a link to that into the show notes for this. And it indicates that the work I've been doing has been working with all sorts of people at Sheffield Hallam University to ensure that the infrastructure is in place and the support and the training. I've been doing a lot of reading, and increasingly I'm doing a lot of reading and research at the moment about the use of audio as a medium to learn with. And one of the biggest words on my poster was normalisation. And generally what I've been doing is trying to normalise the idea of podcasting as being something that can be used in education. Using the word all over the place, boring people silly with the idea that that's what my job's about at the moment. And just pausing because I'm being approached by a couple of builders with buckets. Very intimidating. Okay, let's continue. I've been working with the Students' Union and I'm excited about doing more of that. I think getting students talking about podcasting, especially in an educational situation, is a great opportunity. So they've had a few problems with student radio, and I felt I might be able to help them, support them in establishing podcasting as a replacement for the service that they can't actually provide at the moment due to a few practical considerations. So anyway, that's something I'm looking forward to working on, a bit more work with students. And hopefully while I'm helping them, they'll help me with a few ideas and understandings about podcasting from their perspective. You know, podcasting, what does it mean to them? Does it mean entertainment? Is it an opportunity for learning? Is it just something that people do? Every time I'm pausing, it's because I'm walking right past someone. Good thing about this morning is I'm walking to work and everyone seems to be walking in the same direction. So, generally speaking, no one's giving me odd looks because they're not that aware of what I'm doing. Anyway, so yeah, there's the student union and an opportunity for me to normalise and understand podcasting from the student perspective. And probably one of the biggest things for me is just throwing ideas around about its educational potential. And I created another poster before Christmas called 99 Ideas for Educational Podcasting. And it says 99 ideas, but quite frankly, once you start thinking about such things, you realise there are hundreds of really good ideas. And I'm not talking about using podcasting to convey information. I don't think that's really one of the better areas for educational podcasting. I think it's much more in the realm of activity and engagement and personal contact. And when you start to think about ideas in those areas, you know, podcasting really does come into its own, as does audio. There's one of the big questions for me. You know, as I think more and more about this, and I've been looking at audio for several years now, you know, kicking off a few years ago with the idea of digital audio learning objects. You know, should I be thinking about audio in general, or, you know, do I really mean podcasting, that syndicated media that comes automatically every now and again to your podcatcher of choice? So I think actually the answer to that is, I know the significant thing for me to focus on is how audio can be used to make learning better. So, you know, that's really where I am with the podcasting. And at the moment, following Christmas and the New Year break, I've really started to get into the research and have various ideas of research that urgently needs to be done or found. In particular, understanding how audio has been used from the days of radio education in the States onwards as a medium for learning. So I'm coming up with quite a lot of information, and I'm working on a literature review around that at the moment. Should have done this years ago. And I have a couple of research initiatives that I really need to undertake myself. But obviously before doing that, I need to check that I'm just not repeating work that's already been done. Work that I know hasn't been done, that I will be doing within the context of the UK Higher Education Podcast Network, which is looking good at the moment, is a survey of awareness and expectations, looking at what do people know about podcasting. Have they thought about it already as an educational medium? Do they have the equipment? Where would they access it? When would they access it? You know, those sort of questions. I really just need to get some of that information fixed, certainly at this point in time. And I think it's a longitudinal study that needs to be done there. And I think that's where the idea of a UK HE network fits in very well. Keep it broad, keep it fairly general awareness level. But that information is much needed, certainly in the UK. I mean, there are initiatives in the States that I don't think are that useful for us in the UK. I think there are significant differences between the UK and other places. And so our UK network, I think, can do a good job quite simply. And I got an email from Andy Ramsden at Bristol yesterday, following the Christmas break, saying that he's keen to pick up on that too. And I think the other people in the group will too. So I'm looking forward to doing some joint work with people and putting a bit of energy into that, making use of that network. So, I hope you're enjoying my walk to work. It's nice to be back walking after the Christmas break. We sat around too much, eating too much good food. Now, in terms of this experiment, this is actually the second attempt at doing it. I briefly started before I started recording this particular take on it. And thankfully a good friend of mine, but someone who I work with, emerged from around the corner. He lives quite near me. I've never bumped into him before. I've spotted him from the bus. So there I am, walking along the street, talking to myself, recording this. And good old Rod almost bumps into me. So that was rather embarrassing, but there you go. In the name of science, etc. I mean, the other thing that I'm thinking about at the moment is, you know, there are all these claims that I've made and a sort of assumptions that you make about students liking podcasts and students being able to access them, and, you know, with part-time work and that sort of thing, it's a sort of learning environment that will fit into their lives. Oh gosh, I'm making all these assumptions and have been for the last 6 months, and I know I've got to check them out. And that's another area of research. Well, I suppose it's the same thing as the survey, but I think I need to start talking to more students as well as getting some quantitative information. But I do see that it is a media that can fit into a more flexible way of working and living. But I need to actually understand that. One of the articles that I've read recently, a piece that appeared in EduCourse Quarterly, by Britton et al. And they'd actually done, it's one of the first instances of some actual research data with regard to podcasting and its use. I think the article, if I remember correctly, is entitled Podcasting Lectures. So it's slightly off my radar in terms of what they're trying to do with the podcast. Now, that was interesting in itself too. But the request for the capture of media came from the students, who said in that situation their lecturers were supplying them with miles too much information in their lectures for them to make adequate notes, and they requested that the lectures were captured using video. And to cut a long story short, what they decided to do in the end was to create a podcast. But they did some surveying of students and also ran a focus group around that. And for those students who use it, I think it seems as though it was a really valuable initiative. Well, it was. They spread it far and wide following the pilots. But I think we have to remember that only a percentage of students, certainly at the moment, are going to want to access the podcast either via a PC or a mobile device like an iPod. So podcasting production has to be really simple and it has to be really cheap. It's added value, but it's got to be very easy to do. For an hour lecture, which is what they were dealing with, they were looking at 2.5 hours of production time, I think. One of the things I'll do with this podcast is a very minimal edit and get it straight up there and out. And I think, depending on the production approach you take, I mean, this one is going to be really informal. And I've left a couple of gaps while I've been talking and thinking, which I'll just chop out. But I don't want to spend any more than 15 minutes doing an edit on this. I'll write up some notes that will accompany the podcast, maybe a couple of references in there. But really, that's going to be it. That to me is realistic, that's cheap, that's simple to edit, that's simple to work with, that's worthwhile doing. That, for an academic or a student, becomes added value. So yeah, in terms of the experiment this morning, I think that's quite a good approach. Anyway, I'm going to stop that now, because I'm either going to get run over, which is another danger of doing this sort of approach, or I'm going to start bumping into crowds of people that I know, not just Rod. And There's only so much embarrassment you can take in the morning. So for the moment, goodbye. And what the listener is doing and how podcasting may fit into the life of a student or a listener. Oh, hi, Rod. Now, this is particularly embarrassing. Just doing an experiment, Rod, so it's rather bizarre to meet you. But I'm going to stop it now.
If you want to hear other episodes of the Learning, Teaching and Assessment in Higher Education podcast, go to http://ltapodcast.blogspot.com. You can also subscribe from that site, so look out on the right hand side of that page for a link to subscribe to the podcast so that you can receive it automatically. If you would like to contact me, you can email me at lta-podcast@shu.ac.uk.